Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we are here live on latalkradio.com. Don't forget there's an app you can download. Take us with you when you go to hear us on the radio. Our call-in number is 323-203-0815. Dr. Allen, you're live on the air.
I know I'm alive. I'm alive. Thank God. Thank God.
Exactly. How is
I've had my vaccinations. Have you all had your vaccinations?
I don't qualify yet, so...
Well, I think you're probably qualified now. They're upping the qualifications pretty good.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm holding right now because I work from home, so others should be getting it first. All right.
Okay.
We've got some calls coming in. Are we ready to take some calls?
I am. Are you?
I am ready.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, hello. Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Allen.
Very good. What can I do for you?
I have a issue with long-term friend over 30 years. We've been friends since childhood.
Is this a man or a woman?
It's a young, she's older woman.
It's a woman,
60s.
Okay. It's a girlfriend.
A woman. Yeah. We've known friends since childhood.
And
she called my husband a lot because she had problems on computer and she had problems on her phone. She has always problems, all problems. And she called him last night. And I don't know what to do because I think I'm part of the problem because I offered her to call, you know, initially I told her to call him when she had problems that, in like, you know, for some issues with.
So she,
you know,
is she married?
Never been, no.
Never been, is she in love with your husband?
I don't think so. I don't know. She was,
well,
I
you,
know
you've
that.
Given her the right to use him as a husband.
Oh, because I try to help my boyfriend and I tell her
dear,
to go and...
Dear, you offered her, you could have hired a handyman with money. You offered her the benefits of having a husband. But is she unfaithful? Is she immoral? Is she going to have sex with him? What are you afraid of?
No. She lives on East Coast. She lives long away from here.
Okay. Then why don't you let her borrow your husband until you have something to see? What's happening now is you're rescinding on your offer, and that will totally ruin the relationship, which at times you enjoy. Is that correct?
At times, yeah, but I
okay.
don't.
Okay. Are you afraid she's going to steal him? What are you afraid of?
I'm concerned that she is using people for, like, free stuff. Like, I gave her a friend of mine.
I got news for you. What's that got to do with you?
My control? I'm being too controlling?
Honey, you're not controlling, because if you were controlling, you would control yourself and understand that you are not her police force, you're not her church, you're not anything except a friend that is borrowing your husband for to steal him from you.
But if you
dump her, he's going to be defensive. I would suggest that you consider it a mistake and don't do it again.
So should I contact her and tell her that I'm being bothered by her calling him, you know, just interrupting, like he's having dinner?
If you're willing to make her a victim so your husband will want to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
See, by making her a victim of your offer, you are literally forcing him to reject her when she calls him. Why don't you just say, I'm very jealous of how she gets the benefits of my husband. Don't tell me she should. I am really uncomfortable with you borrowing my husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, eventually it was okay because it was like maybe once in a while.
Because it was what?
Once in a while, but lately because of COVID and everybody home now, she needs, you know, her computer and there's always problems.
And she's really, tell her that the gift that you gave her is good for once a month.
Okay. Once a month, oh, no more than one time, or he has to charge, like she has to pay, or what?
Once a month, no charge. But you've got to say the following. If you call him more, it's the end of our relationship entirely. You not only lose him, you lose me too.
Okay. When she says, if she asks why, it's because I'm uncomfortable.
Because I'm jealous.
Okay.
There's a wonderful book. It's called Dangerous Passions by David Buss from Texas. And it's about, you can always tell when you're in love because you get jealous. Now, mm-hmm. What you're signaling her is you're afraid she's good, worthy enough to steal him from you? Have you a paper and a pencil?
Yes.
I did not realize how often you would use my husband. I now realize I'm jealous of the time. And I want you not to call him more than once a month, unless you don't want me or him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Will you do that?
Yes, of course. Thank you.
But don't bring your husband in on it. One thing you must not do is you must not make her a victim and then push her out the door. That triggers him into wanting to protect her from you.
Mm-hmm.
Does he like to do things for people?
Yes. Yes.
Then I want you to know that this gift bloomed into an obsession, and you have to limit it now to once a month. That's 12 times a year.
Okay.
And she has to make the appointment with you, not him.
Oh, good idea. She has his phone number. She has his cell phone number. So she
then change
him.
The phone or don't answer it. Block her number.
Okay.
But if she only calls him once a month, don't block her. You've got to know.
Thank you.
You understand what I'm saying? Your gift blew up into an obsession.
Yes. So it's
but don't
my
make
fault.
Her
my,
a
my
victim.
Fault. Okay. Thank you. But it's my fault. I take responsibility. I'm
it's
the
your,
one.
Your yeah. half of the problem. Yeah. Don't be giving away husbands or kids or money or anything else.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot to learn. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
Good
you
luck.
Thank you.
Thank Good. You, caller.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So loaning out the husband is not a great idea, Dr. Allen.
What? What is not?
Loaning out the husband is not a great idea.
No, dear. Not to an unmarried woman.
Yeah. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I need to know how to move on and stop hurting and realize that I'm doing the right thing.
What are you doing that you think is the wrong thing?
Well, I've been with the same man for 4 years off and on. But I kept, you know, bugging him about what we're doing, what are we, and this would come up a lot in our relationship, and he never wanted to put a label on it,
Wait a minute, so finally, you were doing what? I want you to restate what you were doing inappropriately.
I know. He was the kind of guy that never wanted to label our relationship. And I've talked to
him
before.
What does that mean? He didn't want to marry you?
Yeah, he didn't want to marry. He didn't even want to say we were really boyfriend and girlfriend.
So he wanted you as a lover.
Right. And when I told him that, he didn't.
What's wrong with that if you wanted a lover?
Well, I need more. I just realized I need more, and I told him that. I said I need
What is it you want? What is it you want?
I want someone that wants to do things with me more so, and maybe be with my family here and there, and I be with his family, and just a real relationship.
What is it called? Give me the title. Do you want to be engaged? Do you want to be married? What do you want?
I want to be married one day again.
Well, how long have you been a free lover for this guy?
4 years, almost 4 years.
4 years. So practice with me. What are you going to say? You're going to make an appointment. Honey, I want to talk to you about our relationship. Is it convenient now? Yes. I really have enjoyed most of the last 4 years, but I'm not enjoying being a lover anymore. So are you willing to get engaged? Yes or no?
That kind of came up yesterday, and what happened? I made an appointment, and he said, okay, let's talk. And when we started getting into that type of talk, he gets very nervous, and he's like, okay, I got to go, or just something. And then, so I said, can we finish the conversation? He called me back, and he wanted to say, you know, he was like, let's just not talk about this now because it never goes anywhere. And I said, no, we have to talk about it because I need it to go somewhere. I want to have a future with you.
And so you told him what? What did you tell him?
So he said, I know you want to get married one day. I know you want a ring on your finger. You want more of a commitment. And he goes, I just can't give that to you anymore. I can't give
and
that to
called,
you. And that's
called, okay, now. I'm going to stop having sex with you, and I'm going to date other men. I'm looking for a husband now. I'm done dating.
Okay. And then he gets so jealous. Well, you've always wanted to date. And if
honey,
you have a weird relationship.
I want to be married to a man that wants to get married. That's all. You have a right. I'll date you, but no sex. You'll be one of my men. Yeah. Just no sex.
Okay. I think
the next man,
like
the next man I have sex with, intercourse, I will have a promise or an engagement ring on my left hand. I'm done dating.
Okay. And
can
how do I know
do
that
he's
done?
And then you
that.
Give him 8 weeks to decide.
Okay.
Have you
so
read Getting to
this,
I Do?
I did. Yes.
And do you not believe in it?
I do believe in it. And I tried to tell
sounds
him about
like
you
it.
And I
honey,
told him, you know,
he's not going to do anything about me. He wants his sex life back. Let's see what he's willing to do for it. I didn't ask him to marry you. I asked him to put a promise ring, which means you get engaged within 6 months, or an engagement ring, which means you get married within 6 months.
Yes. So do you think
Are you willing to go to crisis or not?
I am.
All right. So what were you going to say there?
Well, I think he kind of ended it like he just said, I said, okay, fine. And then he said, okay, bye. That was how it ended.
Honey, it ended with you not telling him, I will date you and other men wonderfully well, but no intercourse without a ring on my left hand for anybody.
Okay. Should I write that in a text to him?
Well, if you don't speak to him, why not wait? He may have dumped you already.
I think he may have. Yeah.
Then you give him, I want you to give him 8 weeks to make up his mind.
Okay.
He's putting you in a vacuum tube where he hopes you'll want some oxygen, and you don't give it to him, and he lives without you sexually until he decides if he wants to get at least a promise ring or an engagement ring on your finger in order to not have you dating other men.
Okay. Because when we were intimate, he would always say, like, I don't want you with any other man, no man touching you, just me. And
honey,
so
do you understand that's normal? You gave him a free wife. You did that.
Yes.
I have no judgment about that. You are spiritually married, legally a lover.
Okay.
So do you want to go to crisis for 8 weeks to see if he loves you enough to put a ring on your finger? We did not say he had to marry you in 6 months.
Yes. I do.
So how are you willing
in those 8 weeks, do I not date anybody? Just
you date everybody that you like during the 8 weeks. You're warning him you're going to date everybody.
Okay.
You're not having sex with anybody without a ring on your finger. I want you from now on, since you give away 4 years of your life. How old are you?
54.
Did you think you were going to be on the planet forever?
No, that's why I've been trying to, like, make him see, but I guess...
Honey, you've been mothering him. You simply haven't been mothering yourself. Are you ready to lose him or you?
I am now, yes.
You are physically bonded to him with oxytocin.
Very much, yes.
Well, I know that. That's science. It's not moral code, it's science.
Okay.
So what are you going to do? It's April Fool's Day. What are you going to do?
I'm just going to lean back and see what he does in the 8 weeks.
Wait a minute. What are you going to say to him?
I don't think I should contact him unless he contacts me.
Got it. Okay. If he contacts you and says, let's get together and have sex, what are you going to say?
Not unless I have a ring on my finger.
Perfect.
Good. Yeah, and he even knows that's what I want because he said
Honey,
that.
Honey, the fact that you don't hold the law accountable is your problem. You're giving him a free wife.
Yes.
At your age, that's not smart. Market your booty better than this. Marriage is for women and kids, not men. Men, when they marry, take responsibility for the people they're with and the family. Women want security and stability socially and financially. You're giving him a perfectly free wife for 4 years.
Yeah, way too long. And he
it doesn't
even told
matter.
Me late.
You're still alive. It's never too late.
Yeah. And it always had to be on his terms and his turf.
Honey,
you know,
that's because you... Wait a minute. What in God's name did your father do to your mother?
Divorced her, and they got divorced when I was like 4 or 5, something like that.
Do you understand your script says you're traumatized?
I was. They used to tell me he was a terrible man and he's this and that, and I never knew what a father really was.
Well, I hate to mention it. You still don't because you haven't done your crisis yet. You haven't mothered your son.
Right.
Did your mother remarry?
No, she never remarried. She dedicated her life to me and my sister. And now my sister passed away, and my mom had a stroke and has dementia. Now I'm taking care of her right now.
I got news for you. You do understand both your sister and your mother live very stressfully, and so are you. And stress creates cortisol, and cortisol strips off your cells, your nerves. Stress is the source of most leading diseases. Would you please stop being a free wife?
Yes, I will.
Good girl. Call back.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller. Definitely update us.
Thank you.
Right. She has 8 weeks, and we'll see how it goes for her on that one.
Right.
Okay. We've got some more calls coming in, and Ronan at our switchboard, who is wonderful, is going to get them for us. Hey, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I sure do. Pat, you know how you say from time to time there will be men that will come back outside of the 8 week period, even
absolute
sometimes like
guarantee.
A year.
Absolute. And do you want to know something else?
What?
Inevitably, the woman is done with him.
Okay, well, I have an ex fiance from 16 years ago that has come back.
Sounds fine. So, what's wrong with that?
The problem is he's going through a divorce and he is emotionally unavailable. So,
well,
do I even
when he
friends
sends
with
you the
him,
copy of
do?
The divorce paper, you can date him. When you get the copy of the divorce final, you can date him. Till then, you can't date him. He's still married. Men marry with legal documents. Women marry with penis insertions in mouth, anus, and vagina. We marry sexually bonded. They marry legally until they get into their 50s and 60s. Then they marry physically with their oxytocin because they have stopped producing testosterone.
Okay, good, which is why I've kept it as just strictly friends. We catch up, we talk about our past and laugh about things and become nostalgic, but I was worried because we actually still have chemistry for each other if I should even
you'll always
be
have
friends
chemistry.
With him.
What's that got to do with anything?
Oh, I thought maybe after 16 years it would have died.
No, it doesn't die.
Oh.
Chemistry is some of the cells in his body are like your dad's. The biological dad, and some are not. And your body and his body are complicated enough to make healthy babies. if his body is too much like your dad or not enough like your dad, you won't have chemistry for him.
Perfect. Okay, so even though there's that underlying chemistry that we're not acting on, we're just friends, I won't bond by spending time with him just as friends, right?
Of course you will. You're already bonded. You're calling a therapist on the phone 16 years later talking about a man that is a friend. I just gave a lecture a few minutes ago. Look, David Buss's book, Dangerous Passions, talks about how important jealousy is. Like the lady that was on the phone with me just before you, she said, her man said, I don't want you dating anybody else, but I don't want to put a ring on your finger. And she said, oh, okay, 4 years.
Yeah.
Are you willing to understand that I'm saying nothing but science? I'm not doing religion. I'm not giving lectures. I'm just doing science. Have you read Getting to I Do yet?
Yes, of course. That's why I love your work. It is science-based, and that's why I'm calling it. I have no
But
problem.
Are you going to do what I'm saying?
Well, my question is just, you know, do I spend time with him or not? If you're saying even after 16 years, I'm bonded just getting a tea with him or something, then I don't want that.
Well,
I don't want to spend time with
who
him.
Who is beating him out of the saddle? Who is better than he is?
I don't have a full three yet in my duty dating. I have two.
Is anybody competing with him? Is he number one?
Yeah, technically no, because he's still, what do you call it when he hasn't reached apathy or empathy yet.
Honey,
for
do
his
you
ex,
understand? So. Do you understand that his chemistry and your chemistry are still married?
Yeah, absolutely.
Helen Fisher, the doctor, she was head of that dating service, wrote about his chemistry, but mine is bigger.
Got it. Yeah, I have no problem cutting him off. I just want to make sure I'm making the best use of my time since I am looking
are you
for
single?
A husband.
Are you single?
Yes, yes. I'm single. I'm duty dating. I'm looking for a husband.
Well, why can't you treat him like a future husband, which means you tell him, I cannot be your friend because I'm in love with you and I need a ring on my finger.
Okay, so
promise
that's where
ring,
I'm getting confused. Friend or no
confusing?
Friend, yeah. Oh, okay.
Honey, if what you have is a friendship, then why get married? Because you're doing marriage.
Yeah, he had, like, we were going through pictures, and he goes, look how cute we are together and all this. And I said, that's so beautiful, but you're emotionally unavailable at the present, and I'm looking for marriage. I want to get married, and you're just barely ending one. So
how about you tell him that I'm going to block you on the phone? I'm not going to be your friend. I have too many romantic feelings for you, and you have a right not to want me. But I am not going to torture my poor body.
Got it. By spending time with somebody I can't be with right now. Okay, got it. Nope, that's perfect. That's all I
needed.
Honey,
I'm hearing you bonded.
Yeah. Yeah.
So would you please tell him that the only way you'll be with him is a promise ring or an engagement ring for at least 6 months?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, he's about to call any day now with our next plan of something to do as friends.
Friends that I know like this. You haven't gotten married. You're married. You're already married.
Yeah, we were already engaged once. Yeah, and we're together for several years. So, okay. So, yeah, bummer. He's a really great friend. What a bummer.
Wait a minute. Maybe you're a nun in drag.
You're on fire today. The last couple
you
of calls were
maybe,
so great.
Maybe you don't want, you sound Catholic. I'm Catholic.
I was.
You
I was
were
born
spending
raised,
16 years. Well, all I can say is you've been monogamous and uncommitted for 16 years. Marriage is considered lifelong at 10 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Every
yeah,
time,
I've been in another relationship.
Do you know how long it takes to get over the pheromone commitment? 2 solid years of no contact. Either get a new man or avoid him for 2 years.
I had forgotten all about him. He was the one that reached out. I had forgotten all about him. He was the one that reached out.
He's the one that's getting, this must be the session that's going to be called Free Wives.
The theme of the show, exactly.
The last girl gave away 4 years. You gave away 16 years. What are you doing? How old are you?
I'm in my 40s, but I've been with other people. I've been in a marriage since him. I've been in another engagement since him. I've not been sitting around waiting for
him
for 16 years.
Have you been as in love with anybody else but this man?
Actually, he was the least in love with out of all my marriages and engagements.
Then why are we still talking about him? You know
because
why?
I don't know. Tell me.
You don't like him, but your body does.
Well, 16 years ago, I hadn't met you yet, and so I was actually emotionally unavailable. He was too healthy for me. I was not healthy. So now I'm healthy. He's healthy. I'm like, oh, wow, there's chemistry. That's
then
so cool.
Then why don't you tell him I can't be your friend because I'm too much in love with you?
It doesn't feel like
tell
in love. It feels like chemistry. Okay. Okay. Got it. Yeah, no, I plan on that. I like that.
All right. Good girl. Call back.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much.
Definitely
bye.
Call back, caller. Give us
bye.
An update.
Good.
All right. So let me check in with our switchboard and see what we've got going on and see if we've got some more callers coming in. I'm pretty sure.
Like 16 years, 4 years. Whoa.
Yeah. Free wives. That is our theme.
Hi.
Hi, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, yes, I do. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I broke up with my ex almost 4 months ago, and we were dating for like just under 3 years. And I broke it off because of like issues that we were having. But I've been doing a lot of thinking.
What issues?
Well, his family is like very involved in our relationship as well. And, we were talking about like getting married and then like getting a place together, like by the end of last year. Like he's currently living in his dad's house and it's just him there, but it's like their family house. And I wanted like our own place. And that was something that we discussed and we agreed that we would be saving towards our own place. But like last summer, his dad was in town and he came and had this.
What culture is his family from? What culture?
They're Chinese.
Okay. Do you understand that oftentimes cultures set up marriages that are so bound together, so what shall I call it? I'm looking it up. I'm the word.
Intertwined.
Anyway, yeah, intertwined, but it's like it's a special word, and I'm going to find it. But in the other time, it's secular.
Secular?
Secular is what you want. That means each individual group is uniquely alone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You see?
It, Yeah. Well, it's because, like, in the past, we lived together before, and then we broke up once. And then when we got back together, we lived separately. And there's always been, like, issues living in the family house. So I just didn't want to continue those issues living there. But his dad basically, like, laid everything down and was like, oh, like, in the future, like, when you, my son gets married, the house is going to be transferred to house to my son's name.
I found the page. Nuclear families have one boss, and everybody has to obey the boss.
Which is
other
the dad.
Other families are cellular. They are separate and individual. You want a cellular family with your man, and the family wants you to be in a nuclear family where everybody's glued to one boss.
Mm-hmm. Which is the dad?
What?
And the boss is the dad?
Yes, the dad. Now, the assets of a nuclear family are the status quo. The family comes first. Whoever's got the most money runs the show, usually. The negativity on the nuclear family is the family comes first. You don't. Now, cellular families, individual families, the pro is individuals come first. A thing that's against it is you can't be yourself.
Yeah, I think you're pretty right about that, like, pretty bang on.
All right.
He's
so
very, like, family oriented.
Does this man still chase you?
No. So after we broke up, we didn't talk for 2 months. And last month, about a month ago, I reached out to him again. And I asked to chat, but then he said that he was busy. So I ended up sending him an email just to express that how I felt, that, like, I still loved him and that I was hoping that we could talk.
I hate to mention this, but he got you to be the man. And when you do the man, he's basically running your show. So do you want to be in that system of nuclear commitment to your man who's committed to his dad?
Well, I love my ex a lot, so I do want to get back together.
All right. So will you be in his family unit, nuclear, and support the family first?
I guess I'm willing to.
Then write him a note and tell him, I am willing to honor you and your family above my own individual wants.
Okay. So I wrote him a letter already, and then he replied back, and then he said that he can't return the feelings right now, and that, like,
he cannot be cellular if he's nuclear.
Okay.
You can be nuclear. He doesn't want to be cellular. He wants to be attached to his dad and family.
Mm-hmm. So, like, do you think there's any chance that he would want to, like, reconcile? Because he told me that he's currently talking to, like, one or two girls online.
He's talking to a girl?
Yeah, at least one girl online.
And you know what? She's probably nuclear.
Maybe.
He wants a nuclear family like his dad. I'm saying it over and over again, but do you think you can teach a nuclear man to be a cellular husband? Can't be done.
Okay. So should I write a hi-bye letter and then say that I'm willing
to... Are you willing to be in the family under the dad's control?
Not 100%, but I also don't really want to give up on my ex.
What? Are you hoping he'll pick you because you're nuclear, cellular? He doesn't want to be cellular.
Mm-hmm. So the only way that this relationship would work and he would be interested in coming back is if I join his nuclear family under his dad.
Yes, yes. That you obeyed him and his family above anything you want.
Do you think that's like a healthy relationship? Or it just depends
if both
on
people want it, hey, Japanese used to do it. Mexicans do it. A lot of cultures do it. Mideast does it so heavy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I should write the letter, and then how should I phrase it?
Like a groveling slave.
Pardon?
A groveling slave. I'll do anything. Take me back. Take me back. I'll be anything you want me to be.
So you think I shouldn't go back?
Honey, I just told you how to go back under his terms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can't write him a fake letter, because the moment you say, I don't want to do that, I don't want to live down there, just because they're there.
Okay.
There are whole cultures that support nuclear. Whole.
Yeah.
What you're fantasizing is that you can sell cellular. You can't sell cellular to nuclear because nuclear. Did you see Prince Harry and his wife?
Meghan?
They got booted. Huh?
Oh, yes. Meghan Markle? Mm-hmm.
They're fighting over just what I'm teaching you. The Queen and her family are nuclear, and Harry and his wife are cellular.
Yes. Okay. So then now, yeah, he wasn't sure about, like, getting engaged anymore, like, because of all the issues.
Honey, the issues are you're not a slave to the dad in the family. I'm telling you exactly. It's even been on TV with Harry and his wife.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you up for that, or why not just find somebody cellular?
But I find that, like, most people are pretty family-oriented. Like, how would I know, like, what kind of questions would I ask if I'm, like,
you wouldn't have to ask. He would say, oh, I can't see you on Sunday. My sister's having a bar mitzvah for her son.
Mm-hmm. All right. And about his sister, like, when we first started dating, he told me before that she's never liked any of his exes. Like, he warned me. And, yeah, she didn't like me either. So I think.
So you know what he's doing? He's tempted to date cellular women. Hasn't worked yet. How old are you?
I'm 34, and he's 33.
When did you plan to get married?
We were supposed to get engaged by the end of last year, and it didn't happen, and we broke up.
You know why it did? Because you were cellular, and he was nuclear.
Okay.
You're telling me you don't even have to write him a letter. Just tell him, I love you so much, I'm going to be with you in your family and do whatever your family wants. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Well, you better be sure, because that's what you have to have. That's why he's leaving you now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Got it?
Yes. Yeah, that helps.
Okay, good. Vote him every day. Today I would do cellular. Today I don't want cellular. I want nuclear.
Okay. And if I write the letter, should it be a hi bye letter or no? Or just a regular letter?
No, because you're not going to end it. All you're saying is, if you decide, it's the 1st of April, if in a month you still want to be in with him, you have to tell him, I'll be nuclear and with you, with your family. You have to.
Okay. So since I sent him a letter already, and then he replied back with what I told you, and then he doesn't want to be in contact right now, like, would he be annoyed if I sent him another?
No, he would never be. He is never going to go with the cellular family.
I know, but if I was to send him another letter now, if I decided what? That yes, I'm okay with being in the nuclear family, like, would he be annoyed, or should I wait a little, or... How should I go about it?
I want you to date around to pick men that are cellular, not nuclear.
Okay.
It can come with religions.
You can't marry anybody unless they're Jewish.
You can't marry a black person. You can't marry a yellow person. We're having a huge country problem with skin colors.
Mm-hmm.
And you sound cellular, and you're losing this man because he's nuclear.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Yeah.
And he has a right to be nuclear.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's just like differences in values.
Yes, that's right. But if you want to be in the nuclear family because he's worth it, do it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
That really helps put things in perspective. Yes, thank you.
Good.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Have a nice.
You too. Well, Dr. Allen, the theme continues of... What is that Eagles song? Wasted time. So let's see what else we have in our call queue. Let's see what we've got going on. Free Wives.
Hello.
Hi, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. One second. I'm so happy and honored to be on, and I love Dr. Allen. This is Lori, and I do have one of those 8-week questions. So yes. So I had two dates, had incredible chemistry. He thought
within 3 minutes, people that have chemistry, it's like you start lubricating your vagina and his penis mm-hmm. flies off the staff. It's not really love, it's chemistry.
Yes, we had tons of chemistry. And then before our third date, he thought we were trying to fit a square peg into a round hole because I didn't let him in. And I told him when he, pushed that far that I needed a ring. And so he, I guess, didn't want that. So I gave him 8 weeks. I sent a note, hi, bye. And he said, I forget why we stopped seeing each other. And I said, I look forward to seeing you. And then no reply, another 8 weeks. After the second 8 weeks, I said, where did he go? No response. Since then, he reached out to me on a dating site where we'd first met and liked my photo and said, why aren't we seeing each other? Why did we stop seeing each other? And I said, I really don't know. I'd love to see you. And I didn't hear anything. So I don't know. I guess, is that another 8 weeks? Do I wish him a happy Easter as a ritual holiday or... How do I appreciate?
You can send him a ritual Easter card.
Mm-hmm.
You can always do that just to remind him you're still alive.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm afraid that doesn't do much if he's dead against you.
Yeah.
So why isn't he engaging you?
I don't know. And twice he said, why aren't we seeing each other?
Yeah, why?
He doesn't do it.
What?
No, he's asking me, why are we seeing each other? And I said, I'd love to see him again.
So he's wondering why he's even wasting his time seeing you?
So, it seems more like a hypothetical question, like, oh, why? I forget. Why aren't we seeing each other? Why aren't we
That's
seeing
right.
each other?
Did you guys, have you had intercourse?
No, on our second date, he tried, like he really tried. And I, at first I was just, you know, I just moved his hand, like we didn't go there. But then when he kept really trying, I said that I needed a ring.
Good. You needed to be in a committed relationship, and he never gave it to you.
Right. I said
well,
I needed a committed relationship.
Said.
And he,
I don't
and he
want
said,
to pay for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what did you think you were going to get out of him?
He said he wants a traveling companion, and that, you know, marriage is
that,
a really
that
deal.
Is
it takes
not
a long time.
A wife.
Yeah, it's not. And he thinks it takes a long time to get to know someone.
No, it takes a year.
Mm-hmm.
Four seasons.
Mm-hmm.
There's even a mental disorder called seasonal affect disorder, and that's what the spring and summer and fall and winter do to your personality. So everybody mm-hmm. is often affected by the environment, but that can be worked mm-hmm. out if people want each other enough. They can visit the South or the North or whatever. They can arrange their vacations. They can do whatever. So
mm-hmm.
what's he doesn't want you. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
So are you dating other people?
I had a couple of dates since then. I'm online and, you know, doing that.
So
there was someone. Oh, and if there was someone I had one date with, like a first dinner date, I liked him. Like I thought, I don't know about the chemistry, but I thought he would be a good mate. But he didn't reach out afterwards. Do I wish him a happy Easter? Do I just wait 8 weeks?
Yes. You can definitely send him a happy Easter.
Okay.
That's a ritual. Easter,
okay.
Christmas, whatever. Fourth of July.
And then if he doesn't
At
really pursue up
weeks,
that, I'd have to...
He's got to reach out to you in 8 weeks, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'm slowly kind of dating. Yeah.
This is
it's
what science has done.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's science you can't change.
Mm-hmm. So the first one, the guy who doesn't know who wants the free wife, do I even bother wishing him a happy Easter, or it's kind of clear that he doesn't want me?
I got news for you. Then why would you... When you send a ritual card, you're flagging him to think of you. Do you want him to think of you or not?
Well, I do. I don't want to be a free wife.
Honey, a free wife is what you give him, sex with no boundaries. I didn't hear that.
I haven't done that. No.
Well, then if you haven't done that, he can't get his dick in your body either.
No, he cannot. And I was very attracted, and he's a very strong personality, and I had a very clear boundary.
I appreciate that. But if he had a clear bonding as well, did he seem like he was really interested in you?
Yeah, he seemed really into me. And
then
so
why don't you send him an Easter card? It's Thursday. Or an Easter message on his computer. Do you have his computer?
No, I just have his cell phone for texting.
Just happy Easter.
Okay.
All we're doing is bringing your name up in front of him. That's all we're doing.
Okay. I wish him a happy Easter.
That's right.
And I'll wish the other guy happy Easter, and I'll keep dating. I've done the, you know, duty dating, and lately I've just kind of been wanting to only go out with him if I have some interest. Like if they're not, I don't know. I had a little bit of dating fatigue. So I guess I've...
You wanted is what you had a problem with. His job is wanting you, not you're wanting him. You have a veto right. I don't want mm-hmm. you if I have to have intercourse with you on a second date.
Right.
Women get what they want when they know what they don't want.
I don't want. He was very aggressive, and it was too fast for me, and there was no commitment.
Okay. Well, then you turned down any dates?
No. Well, this is interesting. I got a text from a dating online thing from someone today, and he, I thought this was odd. I'm going to leave it to you.
Have you tried fun.singles? It's a Zoom dating service.
Oh, no, I haven't tried that.
You might want to go there. That's just okay, one I heard that. Somebody talking about. What?
Yeah, this guy said today, and I thought this was a little odd. He said, Lori, in your photos, you are so prim and proper looking. Is that always the case? Like, I feel like it's kind of like a sexual undertone with that. Maybe I'm being too suspicious, but.
Maybe he's intuitively knowing you're a virtuous woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's his problem. You are a virtuous woman. Don't want to be used or abused.
Mm-hmm. Do you reply to that? Lori, in all your photos,
if you
want to
send
them,
all I'm giving you permission is ritual dates for Easter.
Okay. That I feel fine
just
about.
To bring your name up in front of his head. What?
Okay, I like that. I'll do that, and we'll see what happens. And this guy, like, I don't even know if I should reply. You're looking so prim and proper. Is that always the case?
Well, what he's doing is insulting you for being virtuous.
Yeah, I don't really like it.
Well, then why don't you write, I like being a virtuous woman.
Thank you. I love that you have a comeback for everyone. You're such a champion. I love it.
Do you know why I'm saying that? Because the truth of the matter is men don't marry non-virtuous women. They get them pregnant, but they don't marry them. They enjoy vaginas, but they don't marry vaginas. They marry virtuous women.
Mm-hmm.
He's making fun of virtue to get you to be a free lay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just say, yeah. I enjoy being a virtuous woman. Woman.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, caller.
Report back. Good.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Free wives is definitely the theme of this show, and I think it's interesting that he's pretending he doesn't know why they stopped dating.
It's so interesting. Men are such economic negotiators for sex.
Yeah. You know, that was an interesting concept because you're a square peg in a round hole. Hey, yeah. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hey, Pat, this is Sean again. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. I just had a few questions. I think you remember I was going to do a birthday card and flowers.
Is she back or not back?
No, her birthday's on Sunday, on Easter. So I was going to do the card and flowers, like you said.
Good. So you're going to give her a ritual Easter card.
Yeah. Well, her birthday is on Easter, too. So I thought I'd just...
We'll give her a birthday card. It's bigger than an Easter card. We'll give
cards or one or the other.
So what is your question?
My question is this. Prior to this, I had dropped off flowers and a card and apologized. And,
I understand that.
She hadn't reached out to me, and it's been about 3 weeks. But in that 3 weeks since I last spoke to you, I noticed some things when she had broke up with me, she blocked me from her social media, like Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
When I sent the flowers, she started unblocking me.
Good.
But this is the question I have. She's been posting excessively on her Instagram, like tons of pictures of her doing things and whatnot. And I feel like she unblocked me so I could see these pictures of her doing things. And I don't understand what she's doing.
Enjoy your life without her.
So that's what she's trying to communicate? You don't think she's trying to make me jealous or?
Yes, she is trying to make you jealous.
Okay.
She's torturing you with her luscious private life.
Okay, so this isn't any inclination that she maybe wants me back as far as unblocking me and posting
she
pictures.
She wants you to chase her more.
Okay, so she wants me to chase her more.
So keep sending ritual cards. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, and when I send this this card on Easter, or on Sunday, my birthday is on the 7th. Don't look for a happy birthday or anything. But
don't be with you yet.
Okay, so when I hear from her though, should I make an appointment to say, hey, can we meet up to talk or discuss? You know,
Honey, why don't you just stroke her until she finally wants you?
Okay, so just keep sending her birthday cards and
ritual cards.
Okay.
Give her another 8 weeks.
Okay.
From the time she started, she unblocked you.
Right. I just feel like she's doing all this stuff, like, and I'm just kind of like, well, what is it for? So
it's for torturing you into chasing her generously and lusciously the way she wants. Whatever she wants, are you willing to spoil her?
Uh-huh.
That means you have to do everything her way.
Do you think that's a sense of control, like her being masculine and wanting to control me?
Yes, dear.
Okay, because she recently, she took this new career about 6 months ago, and ever since then, she's just very, like, more controlling than ever before. So.
Well, then see if she wants to control you.
But does that make her, if she's being a career woman and working more at a career and whatnot, does that make her more controlling when she sees me?
Yes.
It does. Okay, because she wasn't like this until she took this job.
She's changed.
Okay.
All right. So don't
put cards and still wait. Don't
That's
credit.
Right. Don't grovel.
Do you think if I do that, she'll reach back out to me, or she just keeps wanting me to?
I think that if you don't react big time, she'll get curious why you're not.
Okay.
All right. See if she can get curious.
Okay. I'll just send the cards and wait 8 weeks.
That's right. That's it.
Okay. Thanks, Pat.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay, that's interesting, Dr. Allen. I think that's very interesting. I love the way you said that. He wants you to see her luscious life. And
she wants to.
Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I sure do. I have a question. My boyfriend, who's suffering a bit of depression, just found out that his ex-girlfriend died today. Or died yesterday. Yeah. Suddenly. And I have a question, which in regards to that is, like, how can I console him without being mothering, or I don't quite know how to be.
just simply don't react badly if he sends a grievance card to the family or calls them.
Okay.
Was it a serious relationship?
Yeah, they were together about 3 years, and he said he said they weren't supposed to be together, but he cared a lot for her, and he's been crying a lot.
Okay, then don't punish him for grieving for her, please.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm giving him lots of space.
That's all. You sound like a good attitude.
Yeah, I'm making dinner. that might help, but yeah,
good.
I don't know what to do.
There's nothing to do. Just tell him, if there's something I can do that can help you feel better, let me know.
Okay. And just leave him be. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and just a little follow-up that I called the other week about my boyfriend going away for a week to Mexico, and I was going to go away, and you said I sounded vengeful, and you're totally right, and I didn't go anywhere, and I stayed very calm and relaxed, and everything worked out fine. So I followed your advice.
Okay. So I'm advising you to have mercy on him and not grieve over losing an ex-lover.
Right. Well, he did start saying all of her accolades, which I thought he started saying, oh, she's done this and did this. And I was like, well, that's
tragic. He's just grieving about the best part of her.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm being sympathetic.
Don't let the worst part of you show up.
Oh, that's so good. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, that's just all I wanted
Welcome.
To say. Thank you so much. Thank you. Surely. Good night.
Thanks. Good
night.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, that's rugged. But she did. She seemed to have a really good attitude about that. I'm certain that it's, somewhat difficult. So let's see what's going on with our switchboard and see if we have some more calls heading our way.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Ellen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
Hey. So my question is, a man dated me last week. He was really he's seemingly like physically attracted to me, and the next day he asked for like a walk in the park date. And
what's wrong with that?
Well, yeah, I was calling to get clarity on that, but there's another issue that I wanted to bring up.
There was nothing wrong with that.
Okay, but it was like the last minute. It was like the same day.
The last minute.
Yeah, so like the same day, like in the next hour, he's like, hey, let's go for a walk in the park.
Oh, you must have read the rules.
Yeah.
You read the rules, Doc?
Yes, Dr. Pat, I did.
Okay, well, you know what? I have the rules. Torture, be hard to get. Don't let him have a date with you if it's the last minute.
Okay.
See how fast I can spot that. I teach women to respect men so that men can nourish you. When you torture men, all you end up is are so beat up that they grovel.
Okay. Well, the question is this. So after that, I wasn't able to do that. Then Tuesday, we had a day schedule, but he had babysitting issues. And so then yesterday he texted me, how was my day going? And I told him I was out at lunch. And then he was just like, he was like, did you go to work? I was like, no. And he's like, well, would you like to come over to my place for a couple hours? I have to leave, but I would love for you to come and we could just hang out and talk. And so I told him, I feel really attracted to you and I feel really good about you. I just don't feel ready for that. And so
do you understand you turned him down?
Yeah. So wait, Dr. Pat, I want to say one more thing. I understand, Dr. Pat. I just want to say one more thing. And then Dr. Pat, he said,
calling me? Why aren't you calling the people that wrote that book?
Because I follow you.
But you're not doing me, because what I say is be receptive, be available, and respect them the way they do it, unless you have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer. You watch clocks to see that it's enough time. You watch time, what day. You sound like a control freak.
I wasn't trying to do masculine. I followed your...
What?
I follow you closely, so I just wasn't sure, because I'm not comfortable like being sexual with a guy, so I just didn't know where it would lead. I'm not comfortable yet with that, so I didn't want to do it at his, like, go to his house yet, come the second date. So I just wasn't comfortable with it. So then he said,
You're a man. It's okay. Be a man.
I don't want to be a man. And he said, but Dr. Pat, he said, so what are you trying to say? He's like, are you just interested in dating around, or do you want a relationship with me? And I was just like,
He said, are you just checking me out for obedience? Do you want to relate to me? Do you realize you're holding up a ledger of he should do it this way or else? That's not a man, a wuss. Do you understand? You know things, but not, it's, I don't do that on the first date. Why? What's different about the first date?
Well, I don't feel comfortable on the second date.
What's immoral, unethical, or illegal about the second date?
I'm like comfortable saving myself until engagement or marriage.
Well, I hate to mention this, darling, but real men don't want to be tested for marriage. They want to test you for marriage, and that means you respecting them, unless it's immoral, unethical, or illegal. I'd support you up the wall if you said, you have every right to want me to date you tonight at 10 o'clock. I'm going to be in bed. If you have a reason that's personal, that's fine. But you're doing something from a book that somebody says, torture the bastards so that you get control over them. What did your dad do to you that causes you to want to control men? What was he like?
He's good. He asked me definitely, like, what do I do, you know, versus how do I feel.
Did your dad cherish your feelings?
No, he said my feelings don't matter.
Do you understand that you're telling me that you're running your life judging men for doing it your way or else?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would you please, unless you have a moral, ethical, legal reason, would you please let men that are decent humans, which I hope you can feel in your body, do you see? Because
yes.
You want to get to know them. But you even know them. You shouldn't ask me that on the second date. Why? I think that people get engaged on their third date. Do you want to be respected or do you want to be cherished? What's your major goal?
Cherished.
Well, then why do you act like you want to be respected?
I don't know. It's a learning experience. Just learning.
What?
I'm just learning.
Then why don't you just evaluate people? Let men date you 3 times before you get rid of them, because I want you to see a little bit of whether there's chemistry or whether they do things that are really immoral, unethical, or illegal. Something.
Okay. I had it said, like, I would feel better, like, if we talked about this via phone, because I didn't want to, like, go back and forth with him. And he never called, so I don't know.
Honey, if you think he wanted to call you for his mama training center, you can let him come. Do you want to mother him?
No, I don't want to mother him.
Then would you please just simply evaluate by what he wants to do? He wanted to meet you. What did he want to meet you at?
He wanted me to come to his house.
On a first date?
On a second date.
And you said, I'm not comfortable with that. I don't know you well enough, right?
Yes.
I like that. He didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I say it's right. I want 3 dates safe done.
Okay. That sounds good. I can do
okay.
that.
Good. Yeah. Let's try it that way.
Okay. Thanks, Dr. Pat.
Good luck.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay. Let's see what we've got going on here. Okay, we lost Dr. Pat. It did sound like she was having a little... Hi, there you are. We had a little bit of a sketchy... We had a little bit of a sketchy connection on you, but it's better now. So we're going to see what's going on with our switchboard and see if we've got another call.
Okay.
We got one. Caller, you are live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I sure do. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
You are welcome. So I'm wondering what the, like, I don't know if there's statistics around this or anything, but what the success rate is of a divorced man dating a woman who, well, he has a kid. I don't have kids, and I never really wanted any kids either. He has one. I'm wondering what the success rate is of that relationship.
Determines the by the chemistry. Chemistry can glue you together better than anything if you're not incompatible. Incompatible is if you don't want to raise kids, he's not compatible because he's got a kid.
Mm-hmm.
See,
yeah,
so
and
do you know your non-negotiables? I don't want a drunk. I don't want a Jewish guy.
Mm-hmm.
I want a Catholic. You know, what are your non-negotiables?
Yeah. Well, my non-negotiables were no children.
All right.
Until I met this guy.
But you have enough chemistry. You have enough chemistry.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
We definitely do.
Chemistry, have you already had sex with him?
Yes, we're committed for 4 months.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Four and a half, yeah.
So you're boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay, how long has that been?
4.5 months.
Okay, is it going well?
It's very well, yes.
Then what are you calling me for?
I'm just wondering if it's possible, like, is it possible for a relationship to be successful long term with someone who doesn't want kids? Never had interest in kids with somebody who has a kid.
You're talking on his behalf.
Oh, interesting.
You think he wants more kids?
He doesn't. No, he does not want any more children.
And you don't want kids.
No, I don't want any kids.
Well, then why don't you not have any kids? Who cares?
Is there a way you're in, like, how involved I am in the future?
Well, yeah, but you already sound like you know what you want, what you don't want. Do you want to be a career
yes.
woman or a woman with a career?
A woman with a career.
Do you want to be respected or cherished at home?
Cherished.
Okay. Then you have to find out what he wants, because you're in a position of saying, no, I don't want that.
So, like, if he, for example, says, I want to live with you, and she can come too, and I'm like, okay, that's fine, but what if she doesn't want to live with us? And he's like, well, then she can live with her mom.
That's fine. That's a compromise. What's wrong with that?
Okay. No, nothing. I was just wondering is that okay? Is that normal?
Yes.
If you notice,
I, we, and us.
Mm-hmm.
My new book, it's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe, talks about being single, being a couple, being a family, raising kids. You've got
mm-hmm.
to negotiate. You tell your truth and he tells his truth, and you negotiate a compromise.
Okay.
That would
so
sound
anything
like,
can
I
really
don't want
work.
To have any kids, but your child can visit us.
Yeah. I'm warming up to the idea.
Could you live with his child?
You know, that's a good question.
How old is that?
She's 13.
13 is not little. She's just about ready to be a woman. So
mm-hmm.
that might, it sounds doable. Anything is doable as long as you are willing to negotiate.
Okay. And as long as, like, I mean, is it fair to request, like, boundaries within that?
With what?
Within that, if I'm like, okay, yes, she, absolutely, we can make this work. She comes and goes, but if she wants to come more than what the legal contract that you guys have, I'm not okay with that. Is that
That's
fair?
Fine. That's called evaluate
okay.
every month.
Okay.
In other words, everything is negotiable for life.
Okay. And you just renegotiate.
But your first negotiation is an important one. It's pre-engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-engagement. Time, space, money, and play before you're even living together and before you're engaged.
Okay.
Then
negotiate that before all of that. Okay.
Before you're engaged. Yeah, I really like people to negotiate before they're engaged, because that's easier to end without a big scene than getting engaged and then having
mm-hmm.
premarital and then ending.
Okay, that makes sense. And then I also put in, like, would he, I would be more comfortable doing therapy before we moved in as a
I think
party
that's fine.
Three.
Do you belong to a religion?
Okay. No, I don't.
Okay, because many religions have their own premarital, you know, counseling. But if you don't have it,
okay.
you can go to a marriage, family, child therapist, and they'll help you. And that chapter
help
14
okay.
is the time, space, money, and play that you have to talk about.
Okay.
Time.
I'm talking about that pre-engagement. Okay.
Yeah, that's pre-engagement. And then
okay.
you do it again premarital too.
Okay.
Because then you have to decide where you're going to live or whatever. I have no problem with people living together engaged.
Yeah, I don't want to live with him unless I'm engaged.
All right. Then negotiate time, I, we, and us, space, where you're going to do it, money, my money, your money, our money, play, non-sexual hobbies, golf, tennis, sexual, do we have an open relationship or a closed one?
Mm-hmm.
You get what you want by knowing what you don't want. He gets what he wants by asking for it.
Yeah, he definitely asks for what he wants.
What?
Yes, he absolutely asks for what he wants.
Good. Then does he say, how do you feel about it?
Yes, he does.
That's wonderful. And do you say, what do you think about it?
Yes.
Good. Excellent. You've read Getting to I Do.
Yes, and I just downloaded it on audiobooks, too, so I can reread it.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful.
Well,
okay.
Thank you. You've answered my question tonight. I appreciate it.
Excellent. Call again.
I sure will. Have a great night.
You too.
Thank you, caller.
Bye.
You said chapter 14, Dr. Allen.
Yes.
That is the magic chapter in that book. I mean, it's pretty amazing, actually. And it really lays it out in great form.
Hello.
Hi, caller, you live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
Hi. I've been with my partner now for, well, we were together for 2 years. Everything was going great.
When you say partner, is it a woman?
No, it's a man. I just
it's
my boyfriend.
Partner, you called him. It sounded like it was maybe a lesbian.
No, it's a man.
Okay. So he's your partner. What does that mean? Are you in a committed relationship?
Yeah, we're in a relationship. We're older, so I don't call him a boyfriend. I call him a partner.
I see. You call me call him a partner because of his age.
Yes.
Okay, and he's okay with that.
Yes.
Okay. So do you plan to marry him?
Well, we were planning on getting married, and all of a sudden, everything was going great. And then all of a sudden, he said that he couldn't do it anymore, that he did not want to be together and did not want to be married. It was all of a sudden.
Is he willing to become engaged and have a spiritual service and live together?
No.
Who says you have to be legally married?
He originally wanted to be married, and then
I understand that, but men very often when they get older, they don't want to pay the bills. What?
Yeah, no one says that. That was his preference because we have children, so he's more traditional in that way.
I got it. So what is his reason for turning against marriage?
He just said that he needs to be by himself and he needs space.
Okay, and he's willing to do that without having intercourse with you.
Yeah, essentially we broke up.
Yeah, that's right. You know why? Because he wanted a free wife.
Mm-hmm. And I wasn't the one who wanted marriage. He did.
I appreciate that, but he got scared of the responsibility. How old is he?
46.
Right. He's just on the edge of andropause, which is his version of menopause for us. His testosterone is going down, and the estrogen in his body is making him so sensitive that he's terrified of responsibilities. Give him 8 weeks to live without you.
Okay. Okay, and so my other question.
It may be simply testosterone. He may need to go to a urologist.
Yeah. So a part of the 8 weeks is when we first started dating, I told him that I was interested in a monogamous, continuous, committed relationship. And he was like, yeah, great. I don't want to do the on again, off again, you know?
Did you want to get married now?
No, but I want a committed relationship. I don't require marriage.
You want a ring on your finger, a ceremony, an announcement?
No, I don't need those things. I don't need those things. I don't mind being in it, committed to each other, but we don't have to have a ceremony.
I got it. So you're really not pressuring for much of anything. He doesn't want, he must not. Is he losing money for some reason?
No, he's actually on his way to a promotion.
Okay. So it sounds like he doesn't, does he have young kids, old kids?
He has a daughter who's 10.
10?
Yes.
That's young. That's 8 years. So she's 18. You don't have any kids.
I do. I have two, one who's 11 and one who's 7. But
so you have three kids. I know, but you have three kids between you that need 5 to 10 years of work.
Yes.
Is the relationship valuable enough without the titles?
Yes. Like, I'm not into the titles. That's totally him.
Well, so he's leaving you because he doesn't want to be a boyfriend, a fiance, a husband.
Yes.
So he wants nothing to do with you.
That's what he said. He says that he needs space and time, but he doesn't want to lose me.
That means he wants you as a sex partner. No sex. Unless title, girlfriend, fiance, wife.
Okay.
You want a title? Live-in girlfriend is not a good title.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah.
He gets congratulated for capturing a woman into being a free wife. You get to be a live-in girlfriend. That means you're doing all the work of a wife without the honor of the title.
Okay.
All he's got to do is put a ring on that left-hand finger to live with you.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what that ring means.
Yeah. I just found it so odd that it was just all of a sudden he didn't want to be together. You know.
Something scared him. He read something. He experienced something. And I can guarantee you it was, God Almighty, I've got a kid that's 10 years old. She's got two kids. That's a $3 billion deal. And I'm going into my 50s, he'll add years. I sense that he's afraid of responsibility.
Okay.
But you don't sound like you want him to be that responsible.
No, it's not that. I didn't need a wedding or anything like that.
You don't need anything. You just an announcement.
Yeah. Because I've been married, I have my children, their father is active in their lives, but I do want a commitment.
Okay. And you've explained that clearly to him?
Yes, I'm very clear.
They don't have intercourse without a ring.
Okay.
That's all. A ring on that finger.
Okay, thank you.
Good.
Hi. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome. Let us know.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay. Checking in with our switchboard, see what's going on.
Right.
We have had some really good calls tonight. Dr. Ellen, you're on fire.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You are live with Dr. Ellen in the hot seat. You have a question.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you, guys. I've been listening for a long time, and I want to clarify Dr. Pat's current position on the 2-to-1 reach-out ratio.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay. I'd be more than willing.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
In the past, okay.
You want me to explain it?
Well, sure. And if I have a follow-up question, will that be okay?
Okay.
Okay.
What it is when you become committed in a relationship, you should have a conversation about how you're going to spend time with each other, without each other, blah, blah. If you're going to be engaged and live together, money, my money, your money, our money, non-sexual fun, which is golf, tennis, bowling, sexual fun, open or closed relationships. Until you have a committed relationship, he's courting you. Unless you're the man. Are you the man?
No.
Okay, so you want to be cherished. You want to be given to and courted. Up until the commitment is made, he is courting you. You don't do 2-to-1.
Okay.
Once you're in a commitment, you can do 2-to-1. He does 2 calls, you do 1. He pays for 2 dinner, you pay for 1. You don't do 1-on-1 because that's friendship.
Okay.
Dutch treat is not romance. Romance is one respectable giver, protector, cherisher, and one receiver available and respecter. There's one Fred Astaire and one Ginger Rogers. 2 Fred Astaires can't dance waltz, and 2 Gingers can't dance or waltz. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I need 1 Fred Astaire and 1 Ginger. Fred is a leader. Ginger is a follower, unless they switch roles by decision. Once they're in a commitment, somebody's respectable for giving, protecting, and cherishing, and somebody's cherished by receiving things from the other person, including leadership, including directions, including 2-to-1 phone calls and maybe paying a little bit more.
Okay.
Now, did you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thank you. I'm so
what
glad you answered that. If the person asked me to tell them when I got a vaccine.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about the respected one or the cherished one?
The respected one.
Okay, when the respected one, man or woman, asks you if you've had the whatever?
The vaccine, yeah.
That is an absolute correct medical question.
Well, he asked me to let him know when I have gotten it, so I assumed that meant I can reach out when that happens. Do you agree with that?
That you can do what?
Reach out to him to let him know that, since he had asked me to let him know?
Absolutely. In fact, you say to him, you told me to tell you when I got that vaccination. I'm telling you I got the first one, and if you didn't get the second one, and I'm going to get the second one, or I'm not. Are you pro or con vaccination?
I'm pro.
You're pro. Okay. Are you going to do Johnson & Johnson, which they ruined the whole mess of them? Did you see that in the paper?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I'm going to do whatever is available when I'm eligible.
That's just fine Dr. Fauci will like you. Okay.
Okay.
So did I answer that question?
You did. Thank you so much.
And I want you to know STD tests before sex.
I so appreciate that, Dr. Pat.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got mine. I'm 86. I am so prone to their stupid virus, you know, that I don't care. I do care if it works, and I believe it works because I believe in the Dr. Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm so tickled I'm talking to you. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome. Call again.
Okay. Good night.
All right. Bye.
Thank you, caller. So cute. Oh, my goodness. It just tickles me. They get so excited to talk to you. I love it. I love it. Let's see if we have...
You know what? It's common sense.
I know. You're actually just amazing. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen in the hot seat. Do you have a question?
Good evening, and thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for being you.
That's wonderful. I love that stroke because I am very unique. But guess what? Every human being is unique.
Yes.
What can I do for you?
Yes. So my question is this man that I'm going to go on a third date with.
Okay, I got it. Is there chemistry showing up or not?
Yes.
Okay.
He's older than me by 14
chemistry.
Years.
What?
He's older than me by 14 years.
That's perfect. That's the lowest divorce rate when a man's 15 years older than the woman. They love your great career, but they don't compete with it. Men your age, who are exactly your age, are competing, conquering, and controlling. You're both men and you're both women. But if you have somebody who's healthy and good chemistry, a man that's 15 years older is dynamite.
Well, he asked me to come over to his home. And it's the second time he asked, because he asked for the second date. And I said again, I don't feel comfortable because I'm still getting to know you. And he said, okay, let's see each other on the spring because it's going to be too cold.
Let's see each other when?
So we're supposed to see each other Friday. And then he said, why don't you, I was letting him make a suggestion. And then he said, I have a class. Why don't you come to my house after my class? And I said, I don't feel comfortable because and this was the second time he asked me to come over. And he said, well, I guess we'll see each other in the spring because it's too cold. I'm in the East Coast. And I have a history of running towards man, but also I was concerned that he wouldn't want to pay for me because he said that because I don't drink, I was a cheap date. And I got really upset when he said that to me.
So you extrapolated that to he doesn't want to buy you presents, he doesn't want to do anything. He's on the East Coast and you're on the West Coast, is that right?
No, I'm on the East Coast too.
Oh, but you have to fly from one city to another?
No, we're in the same city.
Well, then what are you talking about, paying for the ticket or something?
No, in the second date, he made a joke saying, oh, you're the cheapest date. Because I was not drinking.
What's
and I got
wrong
upset.
With that? Tell me what's wrong with that.
Well, I didn't like being called cheap. I want men to spend money. In the past, I paid for men. I gave money to men. And I want a man
well,
to cherish me.
Wait a minute. Why should he pay for men you paid for?
No, he doesn't.
He made a remark that had no impact on reality. He said, you're the least gold digger I've dated in a while.
but you sound like a gold digger now. I want men to spend money on me.
Yeah.
I got news for you. Some of the meanest men on the planet have money.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather you felt chemistry and safe man on the second or third date.
Yeah, he was very self-spoken, very intelligent, but not, he wasn't showy.
Then why can't we give him credit for being a gentleman?
I'm feeling you, yes. I feel what you're communicating, yes. Yes, you're right.
So
but
unless
now I don't
you
know
have
how
evidence,
to follow
you
up.
Don't, what?
I don't know how to follow up with his text now. Because I want
to
see him.
You, wait a minute. You say the things that turn you off, and I'll give you your response. Go ahead. Throw it at me.
So I said, thank you for your invitation. I feel that meeting you in your home will be best for another time. I'm still getting to know you. And then he said, tomorrow will be too cold to meet outside. Let's wait until the spring is really here then.
I think that sounds like a very creative idea.
Mm-hmm.
He responded with a smart-ass remark, simply just to say something smart-ass. You said he was intelligent.
Yeah.
You see? So if that's immoral, unethical, and illegal, we're in big trouble. Throw me another line.
I don't know. I want to hang out with him, but I was like, did I mess it up?
I don't know. If he doesn't call you within 8 weeks, you did.
Okay. So should I respond, oh, that's a creative idea?
Yes. Give a joke to a joke.
Okay.
You felt the safety with him, or you wouldn't have dated him the second time.
Yeah.
Then why would you treat him as if he's a rapist?
How do I get my foot of the mud?
Do you want to make sure that they know you're a man, too?
No, I want to be cherished. I'm done with being a man.
Then why don't you see funny jokes and statements? You're the cheapest. Look, he's commending you for not drinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he's saying. You're the cheapest date. What he's saying is the other ladies need to drink. You don't need to drink to enjoy yourself.
Yes. And we had a great time.
I understand that because you were both sober.
Well, he was drinking, but not that much.
Oh, okay. And he was drinking, but not much. Mm-hmm. He didn't scare you?
No, very gentle. But then he said that he was confused, that I was giving him mixed signal.
You are giving him, you're treating him like a rapist and a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is he, a rapist or a nice guy?
He's a nice guy.
Well, then why not treat him like, what was your dad like?
Very explosive.
What?
Very explosive.
So he was not that nice a guy.
Everybody said he was, but he...
It shows. Why don't we pretend that you were raised by a nice daddy that loved you and that you like men, and unless they are really bad and you feel it in your bones, you're going to treat them with respect, laugh at their stupid jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to take some pretending, but I'm willing to do it. I want
Would
to change
my life.
Would you
please pretend? Because I'm hearing rapist, nice guy. And that's got to be confusing to the guy.
Absolutely.
He asked you to come to his house after a class. Right?
Mm-hmm. After his class, after he's done with his class.
Yeah, after his class, right. And you and I both know classes don't leave at the same moment. So there's probably going to be bodies there talking to each other when you get there.
Oh, no. I think it's in Zoom. I think it's Zoom class. It's on Zoom.
I have to interrupt. I'm so sorry, caller. Call us back next week. We're out of time. Dr. Allen, real quick before we go, what you got to say?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitment you're willing to make and keep.
Amen. Goodbye, everybody. We'll be back next week. Until then, we wish you the most peaceful and joyous of these holidays, Passover and Easter. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.